Good morning, Tony.
G'day, Darren.
Every time I talk to Tony in the morning, he's on the tractor. Today's no exception.
Yeah, that's it. At it again, but lucky I love that, isn't it?
Good on you. All right, so good start. Beating the Chargers, the local derby last weekend. First home game this Saturday at Oliver's Bakery Stadium at Ulverston. So I wanted to talk to you about the protocols regarding COVID-19 and all of that and ticketing. So let's start with the entrance to the stadium on Saturday night. So people have to go down to the far door, is that right, to come in?
Yep, the one that's on the northwest corner of the stadium. So that's closest sort of to the showgrounds, yep.
All right, use the check-in app as well?
Yep, we've gone the whole hog with our COVID plan and got the level 2 accreditation, which lets us get up to a capacity of 600 people.
Yep.
And so, yeah, look, part of that is having the COVID app set up so people can scan in. However, if people come and they don't have a device or it's not working, whatever, they can just sign on a piece of paper and that'll be fine as well.
And with that check-in TAS app, if you're coming with a group, then just one of you has to do that and then that's all good. And if people who haven't got the app, just download it, check-in TAS app. It takes about 3 minutes to download and it's really easy to use. All right, so they come in via the far door and then when they exit, they go out through the normal entrance. Is that right?
Yes, Darren. Or it'll be signed anyway of where they can go out. And during the event, with a pass out and flip back round and come back in again.
Okay, so tickets, and I believe tickets are going pretty good, so you'd be happy about that. So people need to get them online before they go, right?
Correct. It is a fully ticketed event as part of our COVID plan. So people do need to be prepared ahead and get their tickets online and then come in and we'll just scan them as they enter.
Righto. And the Thunder have a new flash NBL1 website, which you can go to. You must be happy with that website. It looks terrific.
Yep. The part of what the league did to get some uniformity across clubs clubs across the whole league. And so pretty much everybody's got a copy of the same one and able to, adjust it for their own use, so they look good and they're operating well, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, very good. So that website, if you go to nwtasmania.nbl1.com.au, you find the link to tickets there, all the information about rosters, players, and the Thunder in general. That's very good. As the chairman, mate, launch of the season we had last weekend, and I spoke to Nick Haywood about this, seems to be a really good vibe in the team. Everyone seems fully committed. And as Nick said, there's no rock stars in our team, but everyone wants to be part of it.
Exactly right, Darren. Everybody's keen to go and excited, and they're just glad to get back on the floor and play. As you say, the situation we've got, we've not got imports in the league at the moment, and so locals, it's opportunity to get out there and show what they can do.
Yeah, well, they certainly showed it against the Chargers last week. We get 9 home games this season?
Yes, that's it. Two of them are actually double headers in Launceston, in Ulverston.
Yep. With the Tornadoes.
That's it, yeah.
All right, mate, all things good, and we'll see you there Saturday night.
Yeah, so just the last one, Darren, just encourage people to come early if they can, just while they're getting used to the new system and while we're embedding our system as well. That'd be great.
Yeah, good point, because you will have to, if everyone comes at once, then there's going to be a lineup to get in. So if you can come a bit earlier and space it out, tip-off is 7:30. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.